This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Mayor Rusfersky, a very, very good morning to you. Apologies that you are following a very difficult announcement and a very difficult situation where a young rabbi here in Johannesburg has taken his own life. The school that he teaches at are busy dealing with updating and telling the children, young kids, it is an elementary school. So a very, very difficult situation. Also, not an easy one was the situation with the Tait attack on the weekend. Can you give us a little bit about information about that?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting that you're talking about following this tragedy in Johannesburg, because I feel like there's two responses that some people sometimes have in despair, and one is an unfortunate suicide, and another is turning whatever depression, anger, rage, whatever these intense emotions are inside and turning them outside, and then you have this horrible shooting spree like we saw in Thailand.
Yeah, that's actually very interesting. And in fact, I think there was certainly something in the United States where they call it's a type of a suicide where you almost go into a situation knowing that that you're going to get killed ultimately.
Yes, but what seems to be different in our day and age, which we hadn't seen so much before, is that this desire to take people down with you, which is really what happened in Thailand.
So what did happen there? What was the situation there?
Well, so they don't know too much about the situation. It was a soldier who apparently was enraged about some kind of property dispute that he had lost a home or something like that, and just, you know, killed his commanding officer. He was a soldier, killed his commanding officer. He obviously, you know, knew how to use weapons quite well, stole a bunch of weapons and ammunition, a Humvee, and just went on this rampage. And it took them a long time before they were able to take him down.
And was he affiliated to any political thing? Was he religious? What was it? Or did they just have very little information?
It doesn't appear to really be any kind of terror. It seems to be just like a person who completely snapped. It just seems to be that the only thing that they've been able to come up with is this property dispute.
That's crazy. What we were talking about earlier on the show as well is how quickly this story has exited the news cycle. A lot of people killed, but somehow, in terms of global news, it just kind of disappeared. The Oscars seemed to be so much more interesting to people.
Yeah, the cycle is very, very fast, and it is kind of interesting, like which stories seem to stick and which stories don't seem to stick. So you see, like, when that white racist shot up a bunch of people in New Zealand and showed the mosque, that story stuck for a long, long time. And then a story like this, we're already off to the next thing in the news cycle.
Which is incredible, because 29 people are people with families and parents and children and brothers and sisters and friends, and yet it's just completely anonymous, and it disappears.
One thing that I always am surprised that completely doesn't get covered, much let alone stick, is because we're monitoring this at the Clarion Project, all the radical Islamic terror that kills Christians. The terrorists, the jihadists that kills Christians, especially in Africa. And it's just like slaughter after slaughter after slaughter, and it doesn't even get covered. It doesn't even make the news.
Incredible. Really, really interesting indeed. Very, very, very concerning. And what I do find fascinating is the point that you opened with, is that, we're talking about a suicide of a young man here in Johannesburg, a young rabbi, but there seems to be these different responses towards whether it's depression or whether it's whatever it would be. And I guess death as suicide increases and as we see more of a problem there, I guess what follows is that we might see more of these types of situations.
Yes, absolutely. And the problem with them are, from a psychological standpoint, is you really don't know. Like you were saying, people probably had no idea what kind of condition this rabbi was in. And I would imagine that people were quite shocked about this soldier too, that maybe they knew he had this property dispute, but who would even dream that somebody would do something like this?
Exactly. The one doesn't necessarily, or certainly shouldn't. You wouldn't think that the one would follow the other. And that's, of course, the tragedy of this all is how do we reach out to people, or how do we see that, let people know that we are there for them? A very, very a difficult situation, and a very interesting link. Mayra Sversky, thank you as always. We chat to Mayra every Monday at this time.